on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Electricity contractors who claim they haven't been paid by the eThekwini municipality say they will no longer down tools. They say city officials have promised to resolve the issue.
Today I spoke to the mayor. Then he said to speak to every relevant official to make sure that they sort this thing out. We don't believe that the mayor can lie to us.
On Fridays, workers threatened to halt all work until they were paid salaries for the last 3 months. Bandile Sibiya is the group's president. He says they've been struggling to make ends meet as a result of the delayed payments.
How are you going to get a bus fare? How are you going to get bread? Some of us say they lost their accommodation because they failed to honor the contract. And the financial institutions of this country, they don't take that story.
Newswatch has reached out to the municipality for further comment. A woman who was killed allegedly at the hands of her partner on the KZN South Coast will be laid to rest today. 25-year-old Nontobe Kocele was stabbed in Umzinto almost a week ago. In a graphic post on social media, her boyfriend, Sibusiso Lawrence, confessed to the murder and posted pictures of her body. Police found his body a day later. He is believed to have taken his own life. It was the first of two fatal incidents that took place last week. On Friday, a man is believed to have killed his partner and their three-year-old son before taking his own life in Umgababa on the south coast. Speaking over the weekend, ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula condemned the incidents.
This highlights the ongoing scourge of violence against women and children in our society. These acts undermine human dignity, especially women and children, as the vulnerable sector of society.
Education activist Hendrik Makanete has raised concerns about conflicting messages on the Bella Acts rollout. President Cyril Ramaphosa authorized the full implementation of the act on Friday. He had delayed two controversial clauses that dealt with language and admissions policies for 3 months to allow for consultation. Since then, Basic Education Minister Sibiwe Hwa Hube has outlined a structured national plan culminating in June 2025, while Gauteng Education MEC Matome Chilwane announced immediate provincial implementation. Makanete has called for clear communication.
While provinces play a vital role in implementation, they must align with national policies. We urge the Department of Basic Education and all provincial education departments to prioritize collaboration and consistency in the manner in which they give out messages.
And abroad, a policeman dressed up as the Grinch has helped to arrest suspected drug traffickers in Peru. A video by officers in the capital, Lima, shows him searching a house as the Dr. Seuss character, finding large amounts of money and substances. It was part of a special operation to tackle gangs during the Christmas period. Your top story this hour: electricity contractors who claim they haven't been paid by the eThekwini municipality say they will no longer down tools. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.